I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. New Orleans jazz clarinet queen Doreen Catchings is beloved by locals and tourists alike. Rain or shine, Doreen's magnetic performance draws crowds to the corner of Royal and St. Peter each weekend. Although now known for playing jazz, Doreen Catchings trained as a classical clarinetist. She started improvising and busking with her husband Lawrence in 1987. He now plays sousaphone with her on Royal Street, along with daughter Dorian on drums. Doreen has risen from the street to national prominence, global touring, feature films, and viral videos. But she remains rooted in New Orleans.
I was born in the Treme, and, in the Treme, there's lots of music, but we live on St. Philip Street, and I went to this nursery school called Marietta Bottery. They had a pageant every year, which was a fundraiser, and it was around Mardi Gras time. You know, depending on how much money you raised, you could be in the Queen's Court. So I told my mom, I ran home, I said, Ma, you know, we got to raise some money because, you know, I want to be queen and all this other stuff. And she said, well, what I'll do is I'll just sell a little candy out of the front door. And that's what she did. Even though the fundraiser was over, the kids kept coming to the door. So a few months later, the barber shop that was there closed. And my mom got the bright idea of, you know, opening up next door and being legal. You know what I mean? You know, and they called it Doreen's Sweet Shop because the reason it all started was because, you know, of me wanting to be queen.
Sounds like you kind of became a queen of the neighborhood just by having your name on the sweet shop.
Something like that. I was in fifth grade. We were at lunch, and there was a rumor going around that we'd have a pop quiz. I'm like, man, we ain't never had no pop quiz before. We ain't gonna have no pop quiz. You crazy? But sure enough, when we got back up to the class, it was a pop quiz. So I looked out the window, as I often did, into the sky, and I said, God, if you get me out of this, I'll do anything. And about 2 minutes later, the principal came on the loudspeaker and she said, anybody interested in joining the band, report to the band room immediately. I raised my hand, you know, and that band director, you know, he was only there for a certain amount of time. So, you know, he didn't pick everybody, but he did pick me. And I was just so amazed. I was like, we were running in the hallways, just having a ball, you know. And the band room, you know, it's bigger than any other class. And it's got pictures of all of these beautiful instruments, you know, and stuff like that, which is really cool. And so, you know, I was looking around at the instruments and stuff. And I said, wow, I saw a flute. It was so beautiful. You know, it was sleek. It was silver. It's just beautiful. And back then, you know, you had girl instruments and you had boy instruments, you know. I said, wow, I'm going to play the flute. And so when the teacher came up, you know, he asked everybody to look around the room and he'd ask each one what they wanted to play. Before you know it, almost every girl wanted to play the flute. And I'm like, well, I don't want to play that now. It's a very common instrument. You know, because the clarinet was right next to it. And I said, well, I want to play the clarinet.
At what point in all this do you say to yourself, not only am I good at the clarinet, but I could continue to study and become a professional musician?
You know, for me, it was just, I was on a track. You know, I said I'll go to college and I'll major in performance because we had listened to the symphony. We had did a lot of things, you know, and I thought, you know, playing the clarinet is something you can do for a living. That would be really cool. You know, and I did my classical and I went to Loyola, then went to the Hart School of Music in Connecticut. There was no real work here. I mean, we're back home in New Orleans. The symphony has gone bust for the third time. So we took a walk out in the quarter one day and there were some people playing on the street.
Love you too, beautiful.
And my husband, you know, well, he was my boyfriend at the time. He said, you know, we could do that. And I'm like, man, you must be crazy. I've been to college. I'm not playing no music on the street, you know. But love makes you do crazy things. You know, we created our own gigs by playing out on the street. And we've gone many places in the world from the street, from mm-hmm. the very corners.
Well, the clarinet and your experience on the street has carried you worldwide.
It has, definitely, yeah.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.